Now, I wanted to go back to your education a bit. It was interesting. You said you went to study, I think, political science and Spanish. It was.
I did, yeah. As a young person, I was fortunate to participate in a program called Amigos de las Americas, and it's sometimes referred to as the Junior Peace Corps. And they train high school age people to go to Central and South America and do public health projects. So I went to Honduras, Ecuador, Bolivia, and Mexico, and did a variety of things. I dug latrines, I vaccinated kids, and that experience was very profound for me. I really enjoyed what I was doing. It was challenging. I had to learn another language. So when I finished high school, I thought, I want to keep doing that. So I thought, well, how do you do that? I'm not really sure. I'm just going to study liberal arts. I studied political science and I improved on my Spanish. When I was done with my undergraduate work, I was fortunate to get a Rotary scholarship that paid for a year of graduate work. And I chose to go to Puerto Rico. The reason I chose Puerto Rico is that they had, at that time, experienced very fast economic growth. And I wanted to understand how they did that. And had a great time doing that. Ended up getting my master's degree at San Diego State in public administration. I really thought I had a career ahead of me in public life, public administration, government, that type of thing. And, things didn't go that way. I got married, had a baby, moved to Santa Cruz, and ended up doing other things. I did use some of those skills. I was the CEO of the local Santa Cruz chapter of the Red Cross for a while and director of the recycling operations that contract with the county for a while. So I have done some of that work, but primarily I've done technology and manufacturing.
So as you were going along this windy path as you've described, did you ever get any fear about, I don't know, even the thought of having to change direction? How you mentioned you thought you would always be working in the public, and that's not how it went. Obviously, you're happy, you love where you're at, but was there at a point along the way when you had to switch directions that caused fear or concern?
I don't know about the fear and concern, but I will say that I'm back at Elements Manufacturing for my second term. So Elements was founded in 1995, and I came in the late 90s, early 2000s. I'm not exactly sure what it was, 99, 2000, something like that. And I worked at Elements for a couple of years, but right at that time, Silicon Valley was catching a lot of energy, and people were making a lot of money. There was all these IPOs and stock options and so forth. And the young guy, I was like, oh, boy, everybody's getting rich over there. I'm going over there. I'm going to go get a job in Silicon Valley. And I did. I did the Silicon Valley thing for 10 or 15 years. And then eventually, after that and a couple other things, I came back to Elements. I will say I didn't choose to go to Silicon Valley because of, anything terrible. I just thought, there's gold in them hills. I'm going over there and do the Silicon Valley thing. And, the fact is, I didn't really find the same job satisfaction doing a lot of the administrative work in the technology industry as I do in my current job. And so about 4 years ago, I came back.